Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Conservation Director Steve Anderson about upcoming conservation projects. This is part one of a two-part interview. Well, looking at the Conservation Board meeting agenda from last night, you had a whole lot of project updates. A lot of them I'm familiar with. One I'm unfamiliar with is the Conservation Education Center project. So what can you tell me about that?
Yes, the Washington County Conservation Board has created a subcommittee, and we are working towards figuring out a plan for upgrading our exhibits and also the sound system in the Conservation Education Center. And so it's kind of in its infancy, but it's exciting and due.
All right. What sort of exhibits are in there that you're going to be improving?
In Tennis Hall in particular, which is named after Naomi Tennis, who, you know, provided the lead gift at the onset of this. That's the area that they're talking about a total upgrade. In other words, the exhibits there were built when the center was new. And so, you know, they've kind of reached their age where it's time to reconsider, and so that's what they're doing. And honestly, the committee's in its infancy. They don't know exactly what they're going to do, only that it's time to take a look at doing something.
All right. How old is the Conservation Education Center?
I believe it opened in 2004, so they're 12 or 13 years old.
Okay. So these are just basic upgrades to the learning opportunities in the Education Center?
Correct. Yes, that's exactly right. They're just an upgrade to the exhibits and hopefully, you know, some new and exciting and things to maybe even find ways to be even more interactive with our clientele in there. Yes.
How much will the upgrades cost?
I have no idea yet. We are, like I say, it's in its infancy. And first we have to do a study as to what needs to be considered. And then along with that, we'll come up with a cost estimate. We honestly have, you know, like I say, this is truly in its infancy, so we have no idea on cost yet.
Other things on there, the Kiwash Nature Trail clearing project?
Yes.
What is that referring to?
And that is actually what I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about anyway. It is actually, we are getting ready, of course, we're hoping in 2018 to pave a section of the Kiwash with this TAP grant, and so we are preparing the site, sort of, for that to happen, and so as of this morning, we actually have a contractor out here who is beginning to remove some of the understory and trees around Willow Pond with the idea that we're going to put some higher grade plants back when this is all over and done. So it's kind of exciting and absolutely needed in order to be able to get through and do the construction project that's coming.
All right. So how much of the Kiwash is currently being cleared away?
For right now, we intend to clear the area on the south side of the trail from Willow Pond on west to the next road. And again, with the idea that once it gets reshaped, it'll be replanted and made into showcase, you know, put some species in there that are exciting, like Iowa adapted pecans and swamp white oaks and, you know, some plants that people will really, you know, get rid of the understory and the brush, if you will, and when we're done, we'll have a showcase high-end, you know, beautiful section of the trail is our goal. And then the rest of it will just be preparing the site onto the bridge, and it's, for that, it'll just be, you know, fairly radical pruning, but not clearing.
All right. What sort of timetable do you have for this project?
We have the contractor is on site, and he actually called me at 7 o'clock this morning and was here. So it's one of them where, okay, I guess that changed what I was going to do today, and here I come. So it's actually work in progress right now, which from our patron standpoint, that's what I'm asking to help us make people aware of that, because during that process, obviously for safety purposes, we're closing that little segment of the trail. There's literally debris flying in every direction as this machine works, and obviously we don't want anyone to get tangled up with that, so we're wanting to make sure that everyone stays safe, and so we were actually asking the public's support in closing that little segment of the trail for the few days that it'll take to get that done. And the contractor has indicated that he will be here today and tomorrow for sure, and I don't know if there'll be a few days of next week also involved or not. Like I say, we are asking for public to stay out of there during this. In actuality, we're putting in gates and road close signs and everything we can to give them every warning that we can that it's not safe.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Steve Anderson. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.